This morning's lesson comes from Acts 2, verses 1 through 21, and I will be reading from the Kids Study Bible in honor of Children, Youth, and Education Sunday. The day of Pentecost came. The believers all gathered in one place. Suddenly, a sound came from heaven. It was like a strong wind blowing. It filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw something that looked like tongues on fire. The flames separated and settled on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. They began to speak in languages they had not known before. The Spirit gave them the ability to do this. Godly Jews from every country in the world were staying in Jerusalem. A crowd came together when they heard the sound. They were bewildered because they each heard the believers speaking in their own language. The crowd was really amazed. They asked, "Aren't all these people from Galilee? Why then do we each hear them speaking in their own native language? Why are Parthians, Medes, and Elamites? We live in Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia. We are from Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia. Others of us are from Egypt and parts of Libya near Cyrene. Still other visitors are from Rome. Some of the visitors are Jews. Others have accepted the Jewish faith. Also, Cretans and Arabs are here. We hear all these people speaking about God's wonders in their own languages." They were amazed and bewildered. They asked one another, "What does this mean?" But some people in the crowd made fun of the believers. "They've had too much wine," they said. Then Peter stood up with the 11. In a loud voice, he spoke to the crowd. "My Jewish friends," he said, "let me explain this to you. All of you who live in Jerusalem, listen carefully to what I say. You think these people are drunk, but they aren't. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, here is the prophet Joel. Here's what the prophet Joel meant. He said, 'In the last days, God says, I will pour out my Holy Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will have dreams. In those days, I will pour out my Spirit, even on those who serve me, both men and women. When I do, they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above. I will show miraculous signs on the earth below. There will be blood and fire and clouds of smoke. The sun will become dark. The moon will turn red like blood. This will happen before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be served."
Today is a very special day, not just because it is Education Sunday, but today is the day of Pentecost, the birthday of the Christian church, the day that God gave us the Holy Spirit. The story of Pentecost that Haley just read describes the experience of the Spirit and shows us vividly the activity of the Spirit so long ago. That which is divided is brought together. Those who were brought low are given hope again. The strong winds of the Holy Spirit dance in our lives even today. It's active in our living, whether we know it or not. I want to make three very brief comments about how you and I know the Spirit is active in our living. The first is that when you are touched by the Spirit, you will find that something is changed for you. You'll not be the same old person going about business as usual. Something will be different when you are touched by God's Spirit. You'll find yourself behaving in a different way because you will be different. The second way that you know that the Holy Spirit has touched your life with its breath of strong wind is that you'll discover that you are sent to do something. The disciples found their call to preach and teach and gather a new community based on love and renewed hope. In a similar way, those of you who are touched by the Spirit will find yourselves asking, "What form of mission should I take up? Is it teaching Sunday school? Is it spending your vacation time going on the mission trip, or cooking and serving at St. Vincent's? Is your mission sitting with a dying friend, or bringing something wonderful to the food pantry, or even just stopping to inhale the tender fragrance of a summer rose? When the Holy Spirit begins to dance in your life, watch out. You'll begin to understand that you've been sent not merely to sit on this earth, but to serve the good of it. I heard a story of a woman who was visiting her grandmother in a little southern town. And after attending one of those emotional revival services where people were jumping about and shouting out loud, she asked her grandmother if that meant that the people were being touched by the Holy Spirit. Her grandmother said a profound thing. She said, "Dear, it doesn't matter how high you jump or how loud you cry. It's what you do when you come down that really matters." When the Spirit touches your life, you'll understand that you have been sent into this world not only to live unto yourself, but to fulfill God's mission in the world, which is to bring love and justice to a world that so desperately needs it. The last way that you'll know that the Holy Spirit is at work or even at play in your life is that you'll find yourself drawn to be with people through whom the fresh winds of the Spirit are moving. On this day when we celebrate our Sunday school and the birthday of the Christian church, let us take up a new dance, the dance of a church filled with God's Holy Spirit. I wish you a very happy Pentecost, and I thank you, kids, for leading a wonderful worship service today. Amen. Shall we pray? Eternal God, Heavenly Father, we have heard your voice. We have come forward to follow your way, to be a part of your flock. And we give to you this day our thanks for the gift of your Spirit. And we pray that we may be open to the Spirit's work in our lives. Lord, we are here this morning hearing your word, singing your praise and saying our prayers. Not because of who we are, but because we have heard your voice. Calling each of our names, we have felt your strong claim upon our lives. And so, Lord, this morning we pray that you keep us close to you. Surround our young people with your loving arms through the work of your Holy Spirit. Persevere with us, Lord. Keep loving us. We don't always exactly know how to return your love. Keep being the shepherd of our soul. We give to you our thanks for the comfort and love of this church. Guide us, Lord, that we may do your will. We offer our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.